Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
It's 7 above. It looks like it's gonna be a pretty day. It's gonna be cold. So, I don't know, movies, Netflix, go sit in the showroom at Galesburg Nissan.
Any day that the sun's out, yeah, that you're above the ground,
yes,
is a blessing.
See, right there is what you might see on any given morning on Facebook from Rick Sandoval. Something like that. And I was going to bring that up. Whether it's always got humor, it's always got inspiration, it's always got a little bit of positive, but sometimes there's some karma in there. Sometimes it's a little cynical. Sprinkled with some spiritual. And there's a Rick Sandoval Start a Good Day post on Facebook. Why do you do that?
You know, I started doing it when I got on Facebook. Yeah. But, and you know,
every day, you're consistent with it.
Yeah.
So if you're one of, I don't know how many friends you have.
5,000.
You get inspired by that.
That's
cool.
I guess you look at it this way. It's always positive, you know. Do you have bad times in your life? Yeah, you have bad times in your life.
Right.
But the positives outweigh that.
Right.
And if you're lucky enough to be where we're at, Rick and Eric are sitting here and nothing's happened to our families.
Blessed. We've
got our health and we're blessed. That's what you got to look at.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you can see that sun rise in the morning and you can see it set at night, it's all good, brother.
I want to keep seeing it set and rise, so I'm going to stop eating those donuts. They're really good, though.
Those are Laura's you're eating, man.
No. I'm going to take one home, Jordan.
Yeah, there was an empty box when I got here, and you're working on the second box.
I'm not either. I gave Tyler Gum some donuts and made him very happy this morning. Rick Sandoval is our guest on the first hour of Galesburg Live. He was born about 200 yards away over at St. Mary's Hospital, which turned into St. Mary's Square. Same right. Buildings there.
Yeah.
I don't know, you probably even know what floor and room it was.
I doubt it. it was a fun time.
The son of?
Corny.
Yeah.
And Marlon Sandoval.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of those two and you, of course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your dad was a barber. What'd your mom do?
My mom was a registered nurse.
Yeah.
And she worked at research. And then when research closed, she worked for State of Illinois Department of Long-Term Care and Public Health.
Yeah.
Great lady. An awesome lady.
Grew up is it safe to say you, like, not ran the streets as, like, in hoodlum-like? You probably had some hoodlum moments, but loved growing up in Abingdon?
An awesome place.
Yeah.
You know?
Grew up there, grew up working there too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Gas stations.
Gas stations, you know, worked on farms.
Did you work high-low? Lots of folks. Did you
high-low? No, I was a Wareco guy.
Okay.
You worked at Poland's store.
Yeah.
You worked at high-low. Or you worked at Wareco.
So, let me, Wareco times, was that during junior high, high school?
High school.
High school. So, yeah. Guys would come in, you'd be like, I'll see you at the party later.
Yeah.
Did you like that? I can see
you
that.
Know,
we're going to go here because we're going to talk to Rick.
I can tell you stories.
I bet it was fantastic.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
it was,
cool.
You know, but that was that little town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember growing up, and Laura can tell you, when, you know, you grew up and the ballpark opened at 9, you were at the ballpark at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Went there till noon, came back at 1, played pickup baseball or four square or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that the city of Abingdon's graced with. They've got good people, the playgrounds, the ballparks. And then the park would close, not really close, go at 4, go home and change, and then come back and play Little League or Pony League or Legion or umpire a game and start it all over. It was kind of like The Sandlot, the movie.
Yeah. Well, it's like me. Owen, I grew up right on top of Owen Custer. In Galesburg, part of my life, like for 5 years. And I was there, yeah, from Farm League on up.
Yeah.
At the ballpark.
And that's
in Galesburg.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was Abingdon, growing up a commando. And I know you love your boys because they're A-Town Tornadoes, and some of them were commandos, but you always say, I'm a commando at heart. Played, and so you played football?
Yeah.
And me and you have talked about, because you've been on the 95 Morning Show a couple of times, the Abingdon-Knoxville
I knew that was
rivalry.
Coming up. I could tell.
Yeah, over the years. Yeah, well, I'd love to talk to you about it.
It was a friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
You know, and back in the day, on the football field, the basketball court, wherever, you know?
But the fans back in the day, now it's like, oh, yeah, Abingdon and Knoxville are playing each other. Maybe there's still that old rivalry thing, but there was some...
There's some mix-up on the sidelines. Yeah,
the fans were really kind of rabid about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in that, in all of that, though, if Knoxville went to the playoffs, we followed them. If we went someplace, they followed us.
Yeah.
You know, today some of my... And even
but,
back
but if
in
you're
the day,
playing each other, there was...
Yeah.
There's going to be some scrapping.
You know, and we got lucky. My brother moved to Knoxville, you know, married a girl from Knoxville, got three kids, my nephews and nieces.
Did you compete against him in?
Well, I never... Pepe was a commando, so we've got that
going. Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, my son Ryan, my nephew Gabe, and Al and Big Al, Alex was a freshman, dressed varsity.
Yeah.
There were three Sandovals on that field in Abingdon, and there were
One was a blue bullet.
One was a blue bullet.
Two were tornadoes. Yes.
But we always got that picture. You know, when they were little, Gabe and Ryan. And that was awesome.
And that's a great coming together another generation, because you were there when maybe it wasn't so friendly, but there was that cool rivalry. And now you get to sit on the bench cheering as a dad and an uncle.
Oh, yeah. And my brother and I would be texting over. We'd have a bet on the game. And we'd text. And, it was fun.
Yep.
You know?
You said the bowling team's doing well right now.
We're at the regionals down in Jerseyville right now.
Rick Sandoval's here. He sells cars. Sandoval Brothers Racing with all of his sons and dirt track racing, and that takes up his time. And then ice racing here in a couple weeks. That's where at the Civic Center.
Civic Center. Yeah. Wednesday night.
But city government too. And how late in life did you get into that?
Oh, boy.
When did you get into
that? I started out. I was an alderman in Abingdon.
Why'd you do that? I mean, what made you? What happened? You had no involvement up until then.
Right.
Or did somebody instill that in you in school? Like, you need to be... You need to care about your town.
You've got to care about where you live.
Yeah.
You know? You're part of that.
So
if you don't take a... If you don't take a stand or say, hey, man, this is not right, or I want to change things, don't be the guy in the back room... In the back of the
room.
Well,
how would you do that? Well, I don't know, but I would. But you did. So you were Abingdon Alderman first.
Yeah. And then I got lucky enough, Gene Stoll, buddy of mine forever, said, hey, why don't you get in on this county board thing? Try it. And I tried it. Have there been tough times? Yeah.
Knox County Board.
Yeah. Have there been tough times? Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've got great people.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot find any better people to live in this county.
Glad to be a part of that process.
I'm proud.
Yeah.
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 You know, it's tough.
Yep.
But I couldn't, in this county, in this area, wherever I'd want to settle, it would be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Those are the ties that bind.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick Sandoval's here, and he's going to hang out a little bit longer. And now, I wanted you to know, Rick's a friend of mine, knew my wife before he knew me. They went to school together. Well, sort of. Were you a senior when she was a freshman, or were you out? Yeah.
Right in that range.
Right in that range. Yeah. He just got many sides of Rick Sandoval. So, and that's good. It's you know, to stay busy in life. Because we all idle hands.
I tell you what, there's enough time.
You stay busy. You have no time to get in trouble.
There's enough time to rest after it's all done.
Yeah.
You got to get that light, that candle only burns so long, so you got to burn it up.
Yeah. Get busy living. Maybe that'll get you out of the rut.
Yeah.
Or 7:45, that's something you might see Monday morning on Rick Sandoval's Facebook. Get busy living. Yeah, you just never know. 7:45 now. It's 6 above. It's going to be pretty outside, but still cold. And maybe we'll talk about, are you seeing a lot of people, the batteries going? And...
You know, that they do.
Yeah.
You know, that's one good thing we've got out there at
Galesburg Nissan. Make sure you check the battery, though, before you make that big decision. Just, I need a new battery.
You call out there. They've got time for you.
Yeah.
You know, awesome facility, but we'll talk about that when we get back on the break.
Yep, 7:46. It's 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. Rick Sandoval is our guest on Galesburg Live, Hour 1.
Ever wondered what it's like to have it all? We're talking style.